Okay, Sandra. Hi, Sandra.
Okay.
Ah, great. Were you able to find out the name of the doctor that diagnosed his non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
that's what I'm looking here. Health, medical. Well, it's a real fat file for medical, so I'm pretty sure I kept his records.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. Got to get a little more space over here. As in a big table. Boy. Have a feeling I put his stuff in another file so I could make sure I didn't get rid of it on its, on its own.
If you were to guess the doctor's name, what comes to mind? And see, and then I can try to do a search.
Oh. Oh,
Man, woman.
wow. Man.
Okay.
Wow. I'm thinking.
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't see any of his records here, so I've put them in another place, which that'll take even longer to find.
Well, okay, do you remember the hospital that the di
I think it was sun. I think it was Sunrise.
Okay.
I really do. That sounds familiar now that I think about it.
Was it at 3186 South Maryland Parkway in Las Vegas?
I mean, whatever address it's, I don't remember the street, but I remember Sunrise.
You remember
So I
Sunrise?
think that, yeah, tell me a couple, tell me those other names. You gave
Okay.
me three more, three others.
Yeah. There's quite a few. There's
Oh,
Sunderland
okay.
Hospital on Town Center Drive. There's Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center on Maryland Parkway.
That's,
There's
yeah.
University Medical Center on Charleston Boulevard. There's Mountain View Hospital on Tenaya Way. There's Valley Hospital and Medical Center on Shadow Lane.
None
There's
of those.
Centennial Hills Hospital on Durango Drive. There's Southern Hills Hospital and Medical Center on Sunset Road. And then there's Spring Valley Hospital on Rainbow Boulevard. There's Henderson Hospital. There's Kindred Hospital, Las Vegas, on Sahara. Looks like that probably on the strip. Dignity
Yeah.
Health, St. Rose, downtown, or Dominican Hospital, Siena Campus, Henderson. North Vista Hospital, that's in North Las Vegas. Dignity Health, Warm Springs Road, Elite Medical Center on Harmon Avenue. Kindred Hospital, Valley Health. Again, we got Sunrise Hospital has an emergency room on Parkland, Maryland Parkway. The VA Hospital and Southern Nevada Health. Did he go to the VA Hospital?
No,
Okay.
I'm pretty, I think it's Sunrise. I really do.
Me see if I can pull up a map and
Good boy. Okay, you stay there. No, you can. It's okay.
It's in Winchester. Though. It's in Winchester area. Sunrise Hospital.
It's in what area?
Winchester Hospital. I mean, Sunrise Hospital is in Winchester. Let me see. I'm blowing it up so I can take a look at where it's at.
It's in Vegas, so.
Yeah, there's Sunrise Hospital. It's the cross streets are like Maryland Parkway and Desert Inn Road.
The freeway kind of goes around Vegas there.
Was it apart from a large country club, a golf course?
No, uh-uh.
It was not from a golf course?
No, it wasn't by one.
Was there Denny's across the street?
Yes. And there was like a Days Inn. There was a Days Inn or one that you could stay for a week, one of those.
Extended Stay America of Las Vegas Midtown?
Yep.
So it's Sunrise Hospital. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, but you don't know the name of the doctor?
No, and it's going to take, I've got to go through some boxes.
Okay.
And I have a hard time lifting because I took a bad fall 3 years ago and tore all the flesh off my rotator cuffs and tore two tendons in my right arm. So I chose not to have surgery. I just get cortisone shots.
So what I'm doing now is I'm going to do a search of oncologists, cancer doctors at Sunrise Hospital.
Yeah.
There's Dr. Fadi S, F-A-D-I-S Brete, like an Indian, Rupesh J. Parikh, Dr. Michael J. Anderson, Dr. Andrew, was it an oncologist that diagnosed him, first of all? Do you know what type of doctor it was?
I would say that's who did the biopsy.
Okay. Was it Dr. Andrew Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, Dr. Susan Reisinger, Dr.
No.
John Ellerton?
Boy. I wonder if it'd probably be hard for them to – I wonder when they microfilm their records, you know. Hospitals do that every 5 years.
What about Dr. Carlos Araujo?
Nope. Uh-uh. No, he was a white guy. It wasn't of another nationality. He was Caucasian.
Dr. John Ellerton? Dr. John Ellerton?
Nothing's clicking.
Michael Anderson?
There probably aren't a whole bunch of them, are there?
Dr. Andrew Cohen, we already talked about him.
Yeah. It might be, you know, it could be Anderson or
is there any
that
family
other one
member
you just
that
said.
Was any other family member with you that would say, Mom, this is it? Or like any siblings or brothers, sisters that were with you that you can just...
No, there weren't. I was all alone that day when I got the news. I had people staying with me off and on those 8 weeks, but...
Let me do this. Let me text you my name and phone number because I at this point, we're only guessing, and I do need you to, in order for us to file a claim. Yeah, in order to file this claim, we've got to be able to show the law firm, like, we've got to
where
know more about the diagnosis. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me
right.
just text you my contact information. Bear with me.
Okay, that'd be good, because then I can write it down. And
do you think you can get back to me today?
I will try.
The reason why is because...
I will definitely try.
You know, all these questions, the answers to these questions, I can't save them all day. Like, as soon as I leave for the end of the day, I have to close out the window, the computer program, and there goes all the data. So, I'd like to finish this up today so the questions are fresh and I don't have to re-ask you. Otherwise, if you call me tomorrow, I won't have the data and I'll have to restart, you know, go from start from scratch.
Oh, shoot. I'm in the closet looking at a box where I think the records for that are, the hospital records.
Okay.
So text me your, well, I got your phone number on here. I'm just hoping my phone, you know, I'm supposed to have this thing replaced. And hopefully it won't disappear on me.
Actually, the phone number that's on your call ID is not my direct phone number.
Oh, okay.
I just sent you a text message with my direct phone number from my direct
okay.
phone number. This is my office number I texted you from. Can you check to see you got it?
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
John Maurer?
Maurer, yes, that's me, John Maurer.
Yeah, okay.
So when you call me back, call me at the 949 number, 274-7510. You can also email me at john@masstortstrategies. I do need the name of the doctor. I need to get his, I can, once I know his name, I can Google search him. It'll come up and I can get his address. I can I can also search what hospitals he's affiliated with and then ask
right.
you, you know, because if you give me the name mm-hmm. of the doctor, then I can probably, and if we can link them to Sunrise, then we know it is that doctor, that Sunrise, okay?
Correct.
But I do need that information. Otherwise, we really, it's not going to, this wouldn't be helpful to the firm.
Okay, all I got, I didn't get a, oh, the number, that 949-274-7510 is the one to call you back on?
Yes, correct. That's my office number.
Okay.
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 All right. Is there any other questions I can answer for you?
No. Well, I just gave a stranger all our Social Security numbers, but
well, my name is I'm John, and I'm a case intake specialist. All I do is
okay.
I conduct interviews on behalf of potential clients to see if they meet the criteria. I'm not doing any fraud. I'm not trying to like
sell you
anything. I don't ask.
I wouldn't have given it to you if I hadn't trusted you a little. You know.
Thank you. Well, I know. I mean, it's talking to somebody on the phone. You don't know the person.
Right.
I just can tell you that if we can get to the next step, which is get the medical information,
right.
I will be able to text you the law, the legal agreement, so you'll see the firm's name, and then you'll see the authorization. And I'll click and go, I know what this guy's doing. He's signing me up for the Roundup lawsuit. This is the name of the firm. It's actually going to be Pulaski Kirker, Pulaski. They're a reputable national law firm. They've got a lot of experience on this case, the Roundup case. You know, but I can't get you to them until I complete the intake and confirm
right.
that you meet the criteria. And I already know that they need this information, you know.
Right.
So,
yeah, I do know that. So that's
sooner,
what I'm going to work on.
The sooner you can get back to me, the better. Because, like I said, if otherwise I'll have to I have to take you through the beginning of this, and I won't remember all the details because I've talked
I know.
To so many people. You know what I mean?
I know.
So, okay, I hope to hear from you.
It.
Okay.
You bet. I'm not going to just drop it. I'm going through the files right now.
All right. Very good. Very good. So I look forward to hearing back from you. Okay, Sandra?
Okay.
Okay. You take care. Bye for now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.